Hello, Gary B. with an update on the local and regional scene. Ohio, the state, has put to death the killer of a Toledo store owner with the country's first ever use of pentobarbital as a standalone execution drug. Johnny Baston was executed this morning at a prison in Lucasville. Oklahoma also uses pentobarbital, but in combination with other drugs that paralyze inmates and stop their hearts. Authorities say a transgender woman found dead this week in eastern Arkansas was shot to death and then likely dragged under a vehicle. St. Francis County Sheriff Bobby May said today that preliminary autopsy results showed that 25-year-old Marcal Cameo Ty was shot in the head earlier this week. May says local authorities have ruled out a hate crime, but a spokesman for the FBI says federal investigators are looking into the matter as a possible civil rights violation. May says a witness reported hearing gunshots early Tuesday morning, and authorities later found shell casings at the crime scene. Local authorities say that after Ty was shot, a vehicle likely dragged her body along the road near Forest City. As of late this morning, no arrests have been made. Speaking of arrest, a warrant has been issued for the arrest of an oil trough man charged with breaking and entering and theft. It's from a couple of cases in the Thida area of Independence County. Court documents say 32-year-old Rocky Drew McIntosh is accused of breaking into Roger McDaniel's truck and stealing a CD case containing several compact discs. The information says McDaniel was able to locate McIntosh, confronted him concerning the theft, and McIntosh returned the stolen property and a flashlight as well. The flashlight, authorities say, turned out to have been stolen from a Thida Volunteer Fire Department. The two charges against McIntosh are both felonies. And Independence County Sheriff Steve Jeffrey said this morning a suspect is in custody that authorities believe has been involved in several vehicle break-ins in the city limits of Batesville. Two more break-ins were reported over the weekend near the Medical Arts Building. Sheriff Jeffrey said charges against the man and additional information will be released Friday. Two more earthquakes shook northern Arkansas yesterday afternoon, the latest in a series of small quakes to hit the state. The U.S. Geological Survey's website says the first quake at Greenbrier was a magnitude 3.5 on the Richter scale of 10, and the second was a 2.6 magnitude in Guy. More than 800 earthquakes have been recorded in that area in the past 6 months. And Mountain View's Mountains Music and Motorcycles Festival captured one of Arkansas tourism industry's top awards. The event took the Community Tourism Development Award. In 6 years, Mountains Music and Motorcycles has grown from an event with 350 motorcyclists in attendance to about 10,000 last year. And that brings you up to date on the local and regional scene. Gary B.